Now, a poem that grew out of a very personal event, a very personal experience, and that was the suicide of a very close friend. I won't say anything about him or about the suicide, but the circumstances were very sad indeed. And a few days afterwards, I wrote this poem about it, calling it simply, For the Record. You wrote four letters, one to your parents, one to the girl who looked after you, one to your accountant, and one to your best friend, me. Sealed them neatly. You wrote out two checks in settlement of small debts, walked around here and there, came in, went out two or three times, returned my typewriter. It was early morning. I was in bed, asleep, did not hear you. Felt a little uneasy, perhaps, for a minute or two. Parked your bus down at Kentish Town, in front of an old brick wall, where it would not be in anybody's way. After drawing the faded red curtains, bought a ticket to somewhere, anywhere. Rode down the escalator, stood heron hunched in your old black duffel coat, hands thrust deep in pockets, brooding, thinking, meditating, watched, waited, anticipated. And when the train came, heavily lumbering along the platform, slowly gliding along the smooth shining rails, suddenly threw yourself under, and in a moment found what you had been seeking all your life.